Blog Talk Radio.
And the vessel that he had made of clay
was large in the hands of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it.
Yes, yes.
Then the word of the Lord came unto me.
Yes. Yes.
Saying,
thank you, Jesus.
O house of Israel.
Yes. Yes.
Cannot I do with you as this potter, says the Lord?
Thank you, Jesus.
As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
yes.
House of Israel.
Oh, house of Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God.
Yes.
Whose heart is the Father.
Yes.
Whose face is the Son. Whose voice is the Holy Spirit. And whose hands and feet is the church.
Yes.
And that includes us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Keep her and her team in prayer. Hallelujah. As they travel the airways, hallelujah, doing a mighty work for the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When you have a chance, please pull up the ministry's website. Visit auryimmi.org and see what the mission and vision of this ministry is, and also our GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. Renewing Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. We also have a new cash app that is $TPH, which stands for the Potter's House, 2023. Hallelujah. Donate as often as you want, as much as you want. Name your fee. Tell God what you're believing him for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for our beautiful church, with this beautiful edifice.
Yes.
Beautiful classroom, offices. Hallelujah. Beautiful childcare room with its own private entrance. Hallelujah. We thank God even for our washing stations in northeast, south, and west of Baltimore City, so we can minister to the homeless even on a larger scale. Hallelujah. We are able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, add on to the church. Hallelujah. They are precious in the eyesight of God.
Yeah.
And we praise God for that. If you'd like to be a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning, please text your name to 443-416-1201. Hallelujah. And I'm seeing the details. We thank God for the first and second Sunday of the month. It's the Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. 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 It's also the Pastor's Corner, first and second Sunday of the month. Hallelujah. Yours truly. On the third Sunday of the month is the Birthday Corner with Sister Angie. Hallelujah. And the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we also had our Good News Youth Club. That young people are being taught the Word of God. Hallelujah, by Elder KBC. They have taught the Word.
Hallelujah.
They have to know how to handle themselves when they get in a situation of opposition with the enemy, just like we do.
Hallelujah.
They need to know how to slay the giant.
Hallelujah.
As he comes up against them. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the Word of God will work for the young people just like it'll work for us. If we work the Word of God will work. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, we have a special speaker coming in, or a guest speaker, hallelujah. The month of May was one of our own. It was Elder Keith Stevenson.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Also, during that fourth Sunday of the month, the young people have a presentation to the congregation. They're able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club.
Hallelujah.
On that fourth Sunday, we also have a guest speaker. In the month of June, our guest speaker will be Pastor Lewis Wright of the Bible Way Church of God in Christ right here in Baltimore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. After that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Come in and have free fellowship dinner with the saints of God. Hallelujah. Sit around the table and chill.
Hallelujah.
And just enjoy the fellowship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for all that he's done, all that he is doing in this ministry, and all that he's going to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Govern yourselves accordingly. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Last but not least,
silence your cell phone.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Pastor
you, Lord.
Peace.
Hallelujah.
May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Hallelujah.
To the housekeeping suggestions.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And I want to take this opportunity
to
thank all of you that have joined in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them.
Yeah.
And then you put the icing on the cake. God loves you too. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've done something for that person.
Thank you, Jesus.
And just to underscore that right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want you to get out of your seat and tell somebody you love them.
Hallelujah.
And
thank you.
At the very least, give them a fist bump.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Now, there is a scripture
that says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What is the address? Give me the answer. All right. 1, 2, 3. All right, Second Timothy 2:15. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus
is Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
One of the things that we show love is that we pray for others.
Amen.
Yes, yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
Because somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God.
Well, you know what? I can't talk about you. I know somebody prayed for me.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because
one day,
somebody called out Brother Earl's name.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, save that
number again. Thank God.
Save that heathen, Lord. Praise God. Save that drum major of backslide.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know God heard the cry.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. James 5:16.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people.
That's right.
So when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Shakariya Buhu Shiki. We thank God. As I play this selection, the prayer in the background, begin to articulate, begin to name. Verbalize. Say it out loud. You say, well, if everybody can't say this stuff out loud, people don't understand what they're saying. It ain't for you, baby. We're talking to Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
And we're expecting signs, wonders, miracles,
Hallelujah.
And blessings to follow.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Come back, people, because I will. I will be in my family, my wife, myself. Nikki, Daniel, Pam, Chris, Tiny, Earl, Faye, Michael, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Oscar, Jonathan, Vegas, EJ, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus. Yes, I was scared of. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you.
At this time.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The next voice
thank
you
will hear. Thank you, Jesus.
After
hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, will be done of a Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Tongue talking.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fire baptized.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Demon destroyer.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Guardian of the altar.
Thank you, Jesus.
Warrior of the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Hallelujah.
He is still able to keep what has been committed unto him.
That's right.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:12 and Ephesians 3:20. Hallelujah. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah. So what is he to you?
Oh my God.
What is he to you?
My everything.
Hallelujah. God will be to you what you take him to be.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I take him to be, hallelujah, the stain remover out of the clothes and trying to wash the Lord out of this stuff and stain. What in the world am I supposed to do with this? And he led me to sprinkle some baking soda.
That's right.
And then some white vinegar on it. And it is the stain of the purple chameleon juice off the shirt. Oh my gosh, look at that. Hallelujah. When the shoes were too tight, hallelujah, he let you drop some vinegar in there, just put your foot in there, and it helps with the tightness. Oh my God, look at that. Hallelujah. When my children were small, the Lord, and I would say, God, I don't have enough Kool-Aid. I don't remember last time it was Kool-Aid. When they were small, it was Kool-Aid. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, I need enough to everybody get some. Because, you know, if you give one, you don't get any. That's something I will never do. I never gave one. I ain't have enough to give everything. No. And the Lord allowed the pitcher Kool-Aid to go all the way around the table. And let it all up against them. Hallelujah. God will stretch, he will stretch food. Hallelujah. He's just like the children's shoes. Hallelujah. All 40 years. Hallelujah. In the wilderness. The shoes didn't wear out. The clothes didn't wear out. They didn't say the same size. How in the world does a child's clothes that fit him when he's 5 years old still fit him when he's 35? Only God.
Only God.
But God will be for you what you take him to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so therefore we have to speak out our mouth what we want God to be. Lord God, I thank you to be, hallelujah, the clothes on our back. And want the Lord touch somebody's body. Hallelujah, to bring you some clothes and put them on set. And so you know what? I hope you don't mind, but my children can't fit these anymore, and I forgot, you know, I grew up with them, but they don't like the style, they don't have room, I grew up with them, isn't it? Hey, the Lord knew what mine for your children. It was fine for mine. Hallelujah. I have a picture of my three older children, and all of them had sailor dresses on. And it looks like they were all brought at the same time. They were probably 5, 4, and 3 years old. All three of them presents came from three different directions.
Praise the Lord.
And people, when I was in the church, they said, oh, they look like little rich girls. In Christ Jesus, they weren't no rich
girls.
Hallelujah. They just didn't know. Hallelujah. This dress came from the north. This dress came from the south. This dress came from the east. But you know what? But when we came out of the topic, God blessed them and looked beautiful. Hallelujah. God will take you, whatever you take God to be.
Yes.
Amen. God will be there to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I was told of even a testimony. I didn't remember myself. I told the children, set the tape, y'all. Set the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And before I knew it, there was a knock at the door.
All right.
And the groceries were on the
steps.
Hallelujah. And my mom, when I was growing up, my mother had that same testimony. My mother had the same testimony. It paid for us to live right. And to do what's right in front of our children, because they're going to have to call on the same God that we serve. We don't know if they're going to be against the law. We don't know what they're going to come up against or whatever. But if we have to show them the power that's in the God that we serve, because we're not going to be with the earth when they turn 18 and leave or whatever, we don't know what they're going to encounter in their day.
Yeah.
Whatever. We don't know how their back is going to be against the wall. We don't know what money they're going to fall short or what bill they're going to fall short. And they're going to be able to call, Mom, can you look? Because you know when they get grown, they don't say, Mom, can you know me a quarter anymore?
No.
It may be a 5, but there's going to be some zeros behind the 5. There's going to be some zeros behind the 5. So therefore, they got to know how to call on God themselves. They know how to call, and I thank God, they know how to call on God for themselves. That's because we have taught them.
them how to call on Jesus. We taught them what it looked like with serving that wonderful God, serving the Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We serve. They saw us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They saw us working the work. And we got, they were growing up. So therefore, now they have no one to own. Hallelujah. Thank God. Jesus, thank God for his word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's the same yesterday.
Thank you.
Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Therefore, we're eating, drinking, blessing to ourselves.
Yes.
Strength to ourselves. Mm. Healing to ourselves. Life to ourselves. Mm. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life and death. Blessings and curses. Choose life and you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19. God, you said you're not a man that you should lie. Neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 53, thank you, Holy Ghost. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper with you which it said. We thank you, Lord, for your word of today. One thing you put above yourself, that's your word.
Amen.
Psalms 1:8, verse 2. So we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. Thank you, Lord. Father God, you set the free. Let me make a confession. The Lord, we thank you for your blessing. On the train wreck, which he was betrayed, he took off the look. And when he had given back, he said, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this every moment to me. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. For the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already on the doorpost of the rest of our heart. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost of the rest of our heart. We're going to say it again. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. From Shane T. Williams. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 16. Isaiah 43, verse 26. God, he said to bring you into the remembrance that we may be justified. What else is it, my God? Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all of us. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes, our mistakes, our so far the failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, televises, brings the north, makes the north back, brings the north, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every fetish. We call down the fire of heaven. In Jesus' name, for every curse against us and our family, every spell of the heck of the fire, 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 fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already unseen is untied. Seven, nullifies, brings the north, makes the north, brings the near, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ comes on. Father God, we thank
you.
For Holy Communion on today, we remember you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And because of who we are and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family day of confession on today.
Hallelujah.
For that to be said.
Hallelujah.
For that to be said. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, our brother's family, according to Job 22, verses 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, saved in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty sinners in Jesus' name, clean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens, apostolic old ministry here. We're here to deliver you as well. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
I thank you, Holy
Spirit.
One thing, if I've said it already, it's all right. I'm going to say it again.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we boldly say,
yes, hallelujah,
what God said.
Yes.
We boldly say what God said.
Yes.
God, you said.
You said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said, when I see the blood,
yes,
I'm going to pass over you.
Yes.
And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you,
yes,
when I see the blood.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the blood.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for the blood.
Thank God for the blood.
Thank God for the blood. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us all before the presence of his glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. We receive joy to the Almighty God, our Savior. Be glorious, majesty, dominion, and power. Both now and forever.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jude 24:25. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Only one, Jesus. Praise
the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. To the
one that said
the woman.
And then, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I feel right now.
Thank you, God.
Before we ask Pastor Peaches another question, we must go into our prayer language.
Hallelujah.
I want to always use your prayer language right now. Thank you that the ground itself be sown into his good ground.
And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly. But I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use it for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. 100%. Let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest. On the seed sown tonight.
Yes, yes.
This afternoon.
In the name of Jesus.
3,600-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Faith, we serve you, know this now.
Thank you, Jesus.
We curse you from the root and your satanic cord.
Yes.
You're under our feet.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father God, we give you the glory.
Yes.
We give you the blessing. We give you the honor.
Yes.
We give you the praise. For it is yours in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to go to, before Pastor Pete, before you read the housekeeping, not the housekeeping, the addresses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Local shake kid.
Yes.
I need someone to go to the book. 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:1. Go ahead.
Go
ahead.
You have that? Yes. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody go to John 10:10. But somebody is going to be asking, what is he doing? John 10:10.
John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Hallelujah. What else is he? Hallelujah. And Pastor Pete, before we go any further, can you read the addresses? And I encourage you to abbreviate, as she should, the addresses.
Psalm 1, Leviticus 19:26, Deuteronomy 18:9, 12, and 14, 1 Samuel 15:23, James 1:5-6, Isaiah 8:19, Isaiah 47:13-15, Exodus 20:1-4, Mark 8:34, Luke 9:23, Psalm 37:23. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, Proverbs 18:21, Matthew 26:41, 1 Thessalonians 5:22, and Song of Solomon 2:15.
No. I want you to understand this one thing. That if you are told once to do or not to do something, that's fine. And you follow, that's good. If you're told twice to do or not to do something, that's really significant. But if you told over 25 times not to do something, you know God is serious.
Amen.
I want to share with you about Babylonian philosophy. The Babylonian philosophy. One of the tenets of the Babylonian philosophy is that the end justifies the means. That's the Babylonian philosophy. The Babylonian philosophy also says that we have a myriad of gods. We have nine major ones and a host of minor gods. The Babylonian philosophy says, what we do, we must excuse God, the true and living God, out of what we're doing. And we do all these other gods. Pastor Pekins, if you would get to Exodus 20 and read verses 1 through 6. I know I'm skipping, but I got to do it. Got to set up why I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
Exodus 20, 1 through 6.
Yes, go
ahead. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
When you do something that God has said don't do over 25 times in his word, you slap God in the face. I want you to see the visual. One of the things that is has invaded even the Christian church on today, even those who profess to be blood-born, blood-washed saints, they deal with the Babylonian philosophy. They take God out of their destiny, out of their decision-making, out of their understanding as to who they are. I want to share with you that there are gates with you that you have to guard yourself. Go to Song of Solomon 2:15. As you heard me say many times before, the enemy won't tempt you into robbing a bank or holding up one of those brick trucks or carjacking somebody. But this is what the enemy does when you get to that scripture, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
Take up the foxes, the little foxes, that spoils the vines, for our vines have tender grapes.
It's the little things. I want to talk to you about
the horoscope, and the zodiac. The zodiac. It originated in Babylon, a pagan society. Every time you mention I'm a Libra or I'm a this or that or the other, you're paying homage to a Babylonian god. You're slapping God in the face. Your stars don't direct your life. Psalms 37:23 says, the steps of the right of the righteous are ordered by
the Lord.
Astrology.
The Lord.
Your stars.
The Lord.
What month you were born.
The Lord.
See, people get fooled by these uncircumcised Philistines who defile your God. Because they mentioned personalities. There's only four personalities. The Bible even talks about that. And everybody is a combination of two or more of those. But because something hits you, you think, oh, that must be right. And so we go around and proud of that. I'm a Virgo. I'm a Libra. I'm a Cancer. You know? Every time you say that, you slap God in the face. Here's the offer of faith on your face. Not what sign you were born. The sign that you already tell people that ain't what your sign is. You said, my sign is on the cross. Amen. And I don't mean the cross where they got Jesus still hanging up there. He ain't hanging.
Amen.
He is alive.
Amen.
Don't you slap God in the face. No.
Hallelujah.
There are 25 scriptures, and really more than that, that say don't deal with those astrologers. Another word for them is Chaldeans. What else should you do? Nebuchadnezzar, he was the king of the Babylonians, and he had a dream. He forgot his dream. He couldn't remember what it was. But he called all his magicians and divinators and astrologers and chanted together, his wise men. And said, look here, I had a dream. I want you to tell me my dream and what it means. And you know what they said, Daniel 2:10. They said, nobody in this world can say that. Can tell you what dream you had and then what it meant. Because, you know, they couldn't do it. Only God, they said the truth. Only God can do that. And God had a man named Daniel. He said, wait a minute here. King's upset. He said, all his wives and Daniel and the three Hebrew boys and a bunch of other fellows were part of the wise council of the king. And he had put up, he said, I want to kill all of them. Because they didn't tell me the dream I had and what it meant. But Daniel heard what the king was getting ready to do. He said, hold up. Hallelujah. Daniel 2:27. I'm gonna ask Almighty God, the true and living God. Not any one of your God, your Catholic God. I'm gonna ask Almighty God, the true and living God. And God told him the dream.
Thank you, Jesus.
And what it meant. Again, astrology ain't gonna get you closer to God. It's gonna block your way. You call, I'm this, I'm that, your son. You slap God in the face. And I'm gonna tell you, I don't know about you, but my hands are too short to box with God.
Amen.
I want you to get this now. Okay, get that first scripture.
Psalm 1.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Go ahead and read.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
You deal with astrology, you are ungodly. You know, I used to look at the horoscope. I used to talk about the little crack. Boy, he's making up words. That's what I do. But it's a disease called sin. And I want you to get the visual. On the one hand, God do this, God do this. And on the other hand, I'm a Virgo. Or I'm a Libra. You ask your father something, and then you slap him in the face. I wonder what he do. I wonder what your earthly father would do. A daddy, can you give me $50? He can really give you $50, and then you slap him in the face. Is that $50 still coming your way? I don't know. Because I ain't your father. As far as I know. But anyway, that's another story. Children don't laugh over that. But anyway, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Forgive me, Lord. Anyway.
Hallelujah.
It is important for you to understand. The folk that set up and dealt with the zodiac and the harvest code, they ain't holy people. The Bible says you're going to be blessed if you don't hang around them. Don't do what they do. Don't stand where they stand. Don't believe what they believe. And you're going to go around, brother, I'm a Christian and I'm a Virgo. No, you're not. You're either one or the other. Watch what you say out your mouth. You're shooting yourself in the foot. Give me another scripture.
Leviticus 19:26. Hallelujah. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood. Neither shall ye use enchantment, nor observe times.
Go ahead.
Ye shall not round the corners of your head. Neither shalt thou mark the corners of thy beard. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your for the dead, nor print any markings upon you. I am the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's not the scripture I was looking for, but that's all right here. Read the next scripture.
Deuteronomy 18:9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not persecute after the abominations of those nations. Verse 12, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord.
Stop. You deal with the horoscope and the zodiac, you are what? An abomination to God. Come on now.
Thou dost drive them out from before thee. Verse 14, for these nations which thou shalt possess hearken unto observers of time and unto diviners. But as for thee, Lord thy God hath not suffered thee to do so.
God has commanded you not to do what the Babylonians did.
Amen.
They're the ones that originated the zodiac stuff. They weren't thinking about Almighty God. They were thinking about the Almighty Dollar, or how they could get rich, how they could steal the souls of the Jewish folk. Go ahead. Speak another one.
1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee for being king.
That was a message to Saul. But it was a message to you because you came to the priest. And you want something special from God. You pray. You put your petition and your prayer of agreement, and you put part of your supplications and all that. And then somebody asks you what kind of sign you are. And you tell them I'm a Libra. That is paying homage to a Babylonian God. He said, thou shalt have no other God before me. Corruption came in. It took me a month or two. When God laid on my heart to preach this, I had to get to the point where all the fear of preaching this got out of my system. Because so many Christians will say, when you ask them what is your sign, the correct answer is the sign of the cross.
Thank you, Jesus. Sign of the cross.
Sign of the cross.
That's right.
That's what's happening out on the cross. The completed work of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Christ. But we still have to bow down at that cross.
Amen.
You know, like some people go into a church and there's a cross. They bow down before they go to their seat. The word says don't do that. But just outside. Go ahead. Read some more.
James 1:5-6. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
People try to follow what? The Zodiac, the Zodiac crack says, the horrible scope. They try to get wisdom out of it. So I say, you want wisdom? Why are you going to the devil? To get, well, you know he's going to lie to you anyway. Because he's a liar and a father of them. You come to me if you want wisdom. I'll give it to you.
Amen.
Go ahead, preach some more.
Isaiah 8:19. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that teach, and that mutter, shall not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead?
Y'all got to understand all of that, the medium, the fortune teller, read my palm, and all. It's not the devil, y'all. It's a counterfeit. God said, come to me, I will direct your path. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all that way, God says, and we will direct your path. Not the medium, not the astrologer, not the horoscope, not the horrible scope, could you ever watch out? Not the star, not the day you were born, the time you were born. It don't have nothing to do with your destiny. But they'll tell you that. There's a bunch of men in a small field room, probably in New York or California somewhere, right now the horrible scope stuff, you're going to meet a tall, dark stranger. Every day I meet a tall, dark stranger. I look in the mirror. I can hardly see him, but it's a tall, dark stranger.
Oh, my God.
If y'all want to understand, and I thank God for Socrates. Hippocrates is considered the father of medicine. And he wrote the Hippocrates Humus. Y'all need to check it out. He specifically spells out the four types of personality. And anybody that is, I can tell you who's here has been here before. Okay? Brother Jerry, I can tell you. You have had some situations in life where you help somebody and they took advantage of you. Is that right? Everybody, is that what that everybody in this room, raise your hand.
Amen.
Everybody stands up, almost. You understand what I'm saying? They will say stuff. And one young lady, her horrible scope said, don't cross the street today. She didn't cross the street that day. And a man sitting up in the room that's getting his millions of dollars for writing a horrible scope, laughing at all of us. Look, I'm going to have some dumb people staring in the house. And he's laughing at you all the way to the bank.
Amen. Amen.
And you follow that stuff. Give me another scripture.
Isaiah 47:13-15. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologer, the stargazer, the monthly prognosticator stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. They shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchant, from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save thee.
They can't even save themselves, let alone save you with that stuff they use. Well, you were falling like you're a puppy dog. And the only thing you have is to follow them because they're going to feed you. You get fed by the devil, you're going to get the reward of the devil. So y'all got to understand where this stuff came from. The derivation, the original, it originated in Babylon. Babylon is present-day Iraq. Y'all got to understand that it was dedicated to that myriad of gods. And you slapped God in the face when you messed with that stuff. And then call yourself a Christian. Come to church and shout all over the way. Spit on people and all that kind of stuff. And then you go home and on the phone. That damn man, well, you know who I am. I'm a believer. Just slap God in the face. I put it this way. I don't know. He just said, business is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. Now, I don't know how that connects, but I just felt like saying that. Give me another scripture.
The next one is Exodus 20:1-4.
Okay, be better.
Okay, Mark 8:34.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Mark 8:34 says, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, he said also unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it.
The emphasis I want to give you on that scripture is the cross. That's your sign, y'all. You're supposed to be a Christian. You ain't got no sign other than the sign of the cross. Cool. I heard somebody say in hell about David Virgil. It grieved my heart. I'm going to tell you what to do next time you hear somebody. Somebody say that, because you want to cancel that. You don't want no ungodly soul ties on you. I mean, you swimming your best to victory to the shore. You don't want nobody to know what's on you so you can sink.
No.
So you say the blood of Satan, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is against you. And they'll say, why'd you say that? Hopefully you can remember a little bit of what I shared today. The Babylonian philosophy is dedicated to their gods. And when you use what they use, you are their gods. And God said, I have no other God before me. I am a jealous God.
Right. Amen.
If you want to get on the bad side of God, put another God. It is not even a real God, you know. But put it in front of God and see what happens. That's when God's grace and mercy got to show up for you. Give me another scripture. I'm going on.
Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
Again, it is the cross, y'all. It's not the leather crack or the horrible scope. It's the cross. Hallelujah. We got to follow Christ. Not the leather crack or the horrible scope. Not the Babylonian philosophy. We got to follow Christ. Go ahead.
Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way.
God's going to bless your socks off.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your steps are ordered by him, not by the moon, or when you were born, or the time you were born, all this kind of stuff? No! That doesn't determine your aptitude, nor your attitude, should it? You follow Christ. Go ahead, give me one.
2 Thessalonians 2:9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders.
He's a lying wonder. Satan is a lying wonder. So look here. You follow the Zodiac, and it'll tell you what you should do. You follow the horoscope, it'll tell you what you should do. You should buy anything on this day. And you don't buy anything. And your car run out of gas. What's that going to do? When they come for you, that's a tow truck. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give me another scripture here.
Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Watch what you say. Mm-hmm. You've got 5 senses at gates. When the enemy can come. Don't you be going around wearing those t-shirts that says I'm a Virgo. You know what? If you're a Christian boy and you're holding up your tongue about the 5 baptized Christians, you know what that says? Mm-hmm. I'm stupid. So if you get no tattoo, a sign, tattooed on your skin, are you outside your mind? I mean, that's really slapping God in the face. I want you to visualize that, slapping God in the face with that stuff. And then what you going to get? What are you going to do when they come for you? Bad boy, better. That's an abomination to God. Abomination! You ought to check your phone and ask, what is the meaning of abomination? And that's going to blow your mind. Give me another scripture.
Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray.
Come on!
That that ye enter not into temptation.
But
the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Just because you're around a group of people that deal with that stuff, two things. Number one, you need to get your step in. Because if the lightning comes, you don't want it to be a collateral damage. It's like, I don't know what the brother did, but every 7 years, this brother got struck by lightning. Got struck by lightning. 7 years later, he got struck by lightning again. 7 years later, he got struck by lightning again. Into the fourth set of sevens, 2 years later, he died. They buried him. 5 years later, his grave got struck by lightning. I don't know if he used the zodiac or the zodiac. God is a jealous God, y'all.
Amen.
I'm not going to jeopardize my life or my family's life because I just want to be like everybody else talking about at the soda crap. Everybody else talking about the Hollywood school. Oh, they need to give you a free car reading down at the restaurant. Yeah, I definitely ain't going to that restaurant, y'all. Because when the lightning comes, I don't want to be around. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not sure it's going to come, but I can take a chance. Go ahead.
1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearances of evil.
In the spirit, for somebody to ask a Christian, blood-bought, Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, demon-destroying Christian, what's your sign? And they say, I'm a cancer. He can say, yeah, you sure are, because that's not godly. You know, whatever, you know. Don't hang around them, folks. If they can't stop doing it in your presence, they just, look, you stand right beside somebody, blessing God. Woo. You ever hear of the word collateral damage?
Yes.
You stand at the side of somebody blaming Almighty God? And you gonna stand there? Give me one more. I know I got one more.
Yes. So Psalm of Solomon 2:15.
Okay, yeah.
Take us the boxes. The boxes. The little boxes that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grief.
See, that's harmless. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a little fox.
Mm-hmm.
It goes for your seed, your fruit. What does that mean? It's going to mess your children up, your grandchildren. That's what it's going to do. They're going to be collateral damage because he chose to allow the little foxes into your kingdom. Is that the last scripture?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Lord Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For sharing your word.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that our eyes of our understanding are open.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
We see.
Thank you, Jesus.
We will not fall into the trap of the enemy.
Amen.
Although we see.
Yeah.
That's going to set you free.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding silence. One is miracles and blessings. The words shared on today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.